Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
David Kaplan, the co-founder of Lay of the Land. We know about Lay of the Land because Rolene Marx writes for Lay of the Land. And I came across an article of his in the Times of Israel. David Kaplan, good afternoon to you. Thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon.
So, David, I am not only South African, I'm Capetonian. I kind of pride myself on knowing my history. I was shocked that for the very first time in my life, your article introduced me to Isaac Ochberg. Talk to me about him and why we should know about him.
Well, it's interesting that you said you were shocked, because I'm assuming you were shocked because you'd never heard of him. Am I right? Okay, so that's what happened to me some 20 years ago when I was chairman of Telfed. I'd also hardly knew anything about him until somebody came into the office at Telfed where I was chairman and said, where is the portrait of him? Because there should be a portrait in the boardroom. And we went to the boardroom and lo and behold, there was one. And that made me start investigating, and I found that so many and so few people knew about this wonderful man who in 1921 did the most heroic deed by single-handedly going out to Eastern Europe and rescuing 187 Jewish orphans and bringing them to South Africa.
At the beginning of your article, you talked to the fact that there were some 400,000 Jewish orphans in Eastern Europe at that time. How's that possible?
Well, that's true, because we're talking about a situation at that time in the wake of the Russian Revolution, where you had the Red Armies and against the White Armies. There was famine and people were being killed. There was and there was famine and there was disease and you had all and there were pogroms. This was the hunting season, as you read in my article, and Jews were hunted, and the most vulnerable of all were these orphans. And they estimate there were between 300,000 and 400,000 Jewish orphans who were involved at the time was the joint. What in fact happened, that letters were smuggled out in this war-torn area. Some found their way to Canada, and one found its way to Cape Town, where it was brought up by the local leadership, and which Isaac Ochberg was a wealthy businessman and a community leader at the time, took it upon himself and said, we have to do something to save these kids. People thought, you know, what exactly can you do? Not easy. And he approached Jan Smut, who agreed for 200 and under certain provisos, and they raised the necessary finances, mounted a mission. But the point of the matter is that he went alone into this war-torn area, went to London, left in March 1921, went to London, and then from London to Eastern Europe, and like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, he went, you know, on a truck, on train. He actually had more than 200, but quite a lot ran away or whatever. There were all little stories of what happened, but in the end, 187, and brought them by boat, first to Southampton, to London, and then from Southampton to Cape Town. And then they were divided up between the two orphanages. So it's a most miraculous story. I mean, incredibly heroic.